Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Nakiso Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Seth Brickman from QCash Financial. How are you, sir?
Mike, it is so good to be here. So good to be with Nakiso. The energy is incredible.
Yeah.
The vibe is good. And the people here have no idea what they're in store for tomorrow. It's going to be so good.
Is that a good thing?
The new CEO, Ronaldo, is just crushing it. And you're gonna experience his personality tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait.
Yeah, Ronaldo is definitely one of a kind and one that is not shy of pushing that proverbial envelope.
No, and wait till you see his shoes.
Really?
He brought more shoes than I did this time, so.
A whole separate bag for the shoes,
exactly.
I believe it. Now, Ronaldo's a good dude all around. And so are you, speaking
of
good people.
You.
So how you been, Seth? It's been a couple of weeks since we last chatted.
Actually, it's been a little while.
It has.
Yeah. And you know, one of the really cool things that as I am continuing to really focus on the credit union industry and understand how do we live out people helping people, I come to this conclusion that when I talk to credit unions, there's two sides to their story. One is people helping people merely a social goal, and one that it feels good, so we should do it. The other one is people helping people a financial imperative, and that's what's going to keep us relevant as we go into the future.
Yeah.
We are helping people, and it does feel good, but we're bringing them into our credit union. We're growing our asset base. We're getting them into multiple products, and they are creating sustainability for our industry.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I am of the mindset that it is a financial imperative that credit unions figure out how to provide solutions for all people.
Yeah, agreed, agreed. Yeah. And so I'm sure you're going to be discussing that quite a bit here.
I am.
At the show. So
it's really important, you know, as you think about traditional lending and credit score and bias, or business lending and the influx of online business lending at interest rates that are 40 to 60%. And yet there's companies out there like QCash for consumers and Ranks for businesses, where they're actually creating a process that's better for the consumer and better for the business owner and better for the member and better for the credit union because it's digitized.
Right.
And so it's a better experience, it's a lower cost option, and it makes the members' lives better.
And that's what we're all about. We're changing lives, as that guy is right there.
He
Mr. John Ainsworth is trying to rob your spotlight.
That's okay. John's a good guy.
He is. So are you going to be speaking a couple of times, right, as well? Probably on this very topic, right?
I am. So tomorrow I will be with... I think it's something around the line of like what's new in QSOs. It's going to be hosted by the most incredible Guy Messick, so super excited about that. But yeah, I'm going to get a chance to stand up and really, it's only about 10 minutes long, so I encourage you to come because you're going to hear the QCash story, you're going to hear the solution to helping people in need when they're actually in the midst of that need. And you're going to hear it in a way, hopefully, that you've never heard it before, to where not only is it going to allow you to help people, we're going to drive deposits, we're going to drive membership, we're going to drive community action, and we're going to make your members an engaged, active part of your credit union, which I think is what it's about for future sustainability.
I can agree, and it's just a value add, right? I mean, it keeps your credit union top of mind, especially for those people that you helped out. Are you kidding me? And then word of mouth spreads from them to friends and family and neighbors, and so
exactly
all good.
Yes,
all good.
So yeah, so we're excited about tomorrow. Wednesday, I will be joining my friend Dave Lewis from Ranks, and we're going to talk about how we can get your business members out of predatory lending and back into the safety of the credit union with business lending.
Predatory. Tell me a little bit more about this. I have not heard about this topic.
So we're really excited about the fact that, you know, Ranks has created a platform that would normally take a loan officer, a business loan officer at a credit union, 2 weeks to gather all the information, build all the paperwork, review everything, and Ranks can do it in minutes. Ranks has APIs to accounting systems and can build 3 years of P&L in under a minute. You know, those kinds of things. So everything's digital.
Right.
So as a business owner that belongs to a credit union, you as the credit union, you actually can decision in a matter of minutes versus days or weeks.
Okay.
Which is a better experience for the business and a better experience for you. And because the Ranks platform is pulling everything together that you need to make that decision and giving it to you in a beautiful little package with a bow on top, your loan officers can work on more and higher value things, and yet they're getting everything they need delivered to them. So it creates a great experience for the business member, it creates a great experience for the credit union,
but
more importantly, it gets them out of these third-party predatory business lenders.
No doubt.
So that's why I like to say Ranks is the Qcash of business lending, and because I really think that's what they're doing.
So you guys have partnered up though, right?
We have, that's
so
right.
So what's Qcash's role in this?
So Qcash promotes Ranks to our members and our clients, because we believe businesses should have the same opportunity to not be in predatory lending as consumers. And so we can actually bring credit unions to Ranks, we can help set up those demos. But the biggest thing, again, for us, it's about mission. You know, it's about how do we keep credit union members out of predatory lending at all costs.
Yeah.
We've been focused on the consumer, and then when I first got introduced to Ranks and realized, you know what, Ranks is doing it for the business, it just made sense that we would be kindred spirits, right?
Yeah, no doubt. That's a nice 1-2 punch right there.
Exactly.
Right. You're covering all the bases there, Seth.
Yep.
Good.
So,
speaking of covering all the bases, you're going to be interviewing Barry Sanders tomorrow.
I am.
Although, wait a minute,
slated.
This is baseball. Barry Sanders, football.
It was a bad analogy, but
darn it.
That's okay. You scored.
I did.
I will be interviewing Barry Sanders. Can't wait. You know, what an ultimate Hall of Fame, incredible player, great story. I actually got to hear him speak at a Children's Miracle Network event with Tansley Stern.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a great event where I got to meet Barry. So now I get the chance to interview him and see him again and really talk about, you know, some of the stories that he experienced as a player and how those lessons he learned can apply to us as a credit union industry today.
That's going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting for the crowd, but exciting for you as well, sir.
Exciting for me.
And oh my gosh, it's going to be exciting for Barry Sanders, too.
I'll tell you what.
To talk to Seth.
Barry might interview me. Who knows?
Exactly. Well, he's such a nice guy. He might really turn the tables on you.
There you go. You never know.
Exactly. So share with me, what's the outlook for 2024 for Qcash Financial? What do you guys, what's on the horizon for you guys?
So, you know, we had another record year last year, and actually this year, Q1, we doubled our previous sales record. So we have been fire for Q1. But for us, it's about making sure members have alternatives to predatory lending, but also making sure credit unions understand that they have members that are using predatory lending and that they can bring in a solution that's safe and responsible, that's proven. We're in approximately 150 credit unions now. We've done almost 1.2 million loans. Like, this isn't something that you have to go and figure out yourself.
Right.
We figured it out.
It's already done for
you. It's scalable, and we're in the top 10 cores of all credit unions. So most likely we can work with you and give you the opportunity to really make a difference in your members' lives.
It's a proven solution over and over again.
Yes, sir.
All right, and last question for you. What are some expectations you have here at Nakuso besides interviewing the one and only Barry Sanders? What do you look for this year?
You know, for me, this is the Nakuso Networking Conference. And several years ago, they purposely added the word networking into the name of the conference because that's really what this conference is all about. We've got incredible credit union leaders. You're going to hear, whether it's Jim Nussel or Annie Andrews, you're going to hear Duncan Wertle from Disney come and speak and actually do an interactive, immersive, creative keynote speech.
Wow.
It's nothing like you've ever seen
before.
Okay. And so when I tell you Ronaldo is bringing the heat, he is bringing the heat. This will be, and if you like what you see this year, this is about 25% of Ronaldo's vision. Wait till you see next year when it's a completely transformed conference.
Okay.
But this year is so incredible. I'm so excited because I know the caliber of the people that are going to be on stage, and nobody should be able to leave this conference without takeaways that they're going to be able to bring back and make a difference in their credit.
Yeah, I mean, as if like being in this room isn't cool enough, because I've always said about the NACUSO conference that there's such, it's a, such a cool entrepreneurial spirit here. It's really exciting, and the opportunities just abound in here. So that's just one aspect of NACUSO, and what you're sharing is whole nother, on a whole nother level. So
can't wait. I'm excited.
Stuff. Yeah, good stuff. Aren't we all? Aren't we all? All right, Seth. Well, I'm going to let you get going because I know you got to do a lap in the room and say hi to everybody. You got to shake hands, kiss babies, and all that good
stuff.
Right. But anything else to add before I let you go?
I think that'll do it. It's just so good to see you.
Good to see you, man. As always, keep up the good work there. And look forward to the next chat as usual.
Sounds good, sir.
And have fun tomorrow with Barry.
I will.
All right. There he is. Qcash's very own Seth Brickman.
Thank
doing
you.
Some great stuff.
NACUSO Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Trisen, and Visint, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.